So how can we celebrate when there is so much suffering in the world? Isn't it irresponsible to dance and sing on Sunday morning when a shooter killed 12 people on Friday afternoon in Virginia Beach? How can there be rejoicing when unchecked climate change means unprecedented flooding in the Midwest and record-breaking heat in the Arctic and out-of-season tornadoes? How can we talk of happiness when the people making decisions about the fate of the world and what we can even do with our own bodies are vindictive and greedy and short-sighted? I looked to two of the world's experts on both suffering and happiness, the Dalai Lama and Bishop Desmond Tutu, to help us grapple with that conundrum. In the book that they co-authored, The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World, they both speak about how it is in our nature, it is encoded in our DNA to be happy. That joy is our birthright. The Dalai Lama says, from the moment of birth, every human being wants to discover happiness and avoid suffering. No differences in our culture or our education or our religion affect this. From the very core of our being, we simply desire joy and contentment. So how do we, in our world of 24-hour coverage of all the worst atrocities, achieve joy and contentment? And is it even okay to be happy when other people are suffering? The two authors agree that it is only through our relationships with others that we become fully who we are. Desmond Tutu says, we are wired to be caring for the other and generous to one another. We shrivel when we are not able to interact. That's part of the reason why solitary confinement is such a horrendous punishment. We depend on the other in order for us to be fully who we are. The concept of Ubuntu says, a person is a person through other persons. I like to say that whenever two or more are gathered in the name and the nature of love, which we are here this morning, then their love is amplified. Which just means that when we allow our hearts to open and we allow love to flow freely between and among us, then we experience even more love. I use the word allow because this is the natural state of things. Our defenses are what close down those channels. They break the circuit. And so softening our defenses, holding eye contact with one another, staying in that tender moment with one another just a little bit longer, risking being seen for who we truly are, these are what will open our hearts to the flow of love. We are meant for connection with one another. That's how we are emotionally designed and electrically wired. Desmond Tutu writes, it does help quite a lot to see yourself as part of a greater whole. Once again, the path of joy was connection and the path of sorrow is separation. So when we see others as separate, they become a threat. When we see others as part of us, as connected, as interdependent, then there is no challenge that we cannot face together. The Dalai Lama added, the more time you spend thinking about yourself, the more suffering you will experience. Taking care of others, helping others, ultimately is the way to discover your own joy and to have a happy life. Being involved in a faith community like this fellowship, getting involved with service like working in partnership with the CRC, this gives you the opportunity to face challenges together as a community, to work side by side, helping other people. It gets you out of yourself. For another angle on how to be happy, I look to an expert on living in the present moment, Eckhart Tolle. And in his book, The Power of Now, he writes, all negativity is caused by an accumulation of psychological time and denial of the present. Unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough presence. Guilt, regret, resentment, grievances, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough present moment. So here each week, we offer a short meditation during the service so that you can get a taste of that freedom of being fully in the present moment. As you know, there are also a number of meditation groups that meet here throughout the week to sink in and help you really experience that moment more deeply. Eckhart Tolle says, always say yes to the present moment. What could be more futile, more insane, than to create inner resistance to what already is? What could be more insane than to oppose life itself, which is now and always now? Surrender to what is, he says. Say yes to life and see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you. This morning, we celebrate the desire for joy and contentment that we share with all people everywhere and throughout all time. We lift up the fact that all human beings are wired for connection, born to be caring and loving and generous. And we rejoice that we have found a place to experience that connection together. We delight in the realization that there is unlimited peace and happiness for each of us to discover, found not in books, not at the feet of teachers or on mountaintops, but in this present moment. For all of these truths, I am so deeply grateful. For all of you, for music and dance and celebration, I am so deeply thankful. Amen. And blessed be.